Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings. Welcome to my podcast. I'm Kim Wilson. Today we're talking about looking pretty on the outside, but hurt on the inside. I often get emails from people who want to share their stories with me. When I come across a story I think will help to heal other women, I request permission to share. Take a listen to an email I recently received. Hi, Kim. I love listening to your podcast. My friend encouraged me to listen to the podcast called Dragging Emotional Baggage. It made me think. Actually, it made me think a lot. Throughout my life, I've been told, "You're so pretty." My mother started placing me in beauty pageants when I was 2 years old. When I was 8, my friend's mother told me, "Congratulations, you know, you won that last pageant because your eyes are blue and your hair is blonde." In that moment, I felt like she was telling me there is nothing special about me. I didn't tell my mother what she said. You see, my mother had a temper, and I knew she would rip into her without mercy. I'm 32 years old now, and I still think about that, especially when I don't feel special, which is often. I don't feel accomplished. I don't feel smart. I don't feel creative like a lot of my friends. I just know that people think I'm pretty. When I think about that 8-year-old girl, I was pretty on the outside, but scared, lonely, and hurt on the inside. Just like now, as an adult, I was the only child. My father died when I was 2 years old. He left my mother with a lot of money, and we had no financial worries. Since we had money, people were always getting close to my mother because of what we had. My mother remarried when I was 6 years old. The man she remarried started molesting me when I was 7. He told me that my mother would not believe me and would send me away to school if I told. I believed him because my mother was mean. It was so hard for me to please my mother. If I lost a pageant, she would go days without speaking to me. As an adult, I don't go anywhere without looking perfect. It's hard for me to maintain relationships because I don't trust men, and I feel dirty because of the sexual abuse. Usually, when people get to know me, they don't like me because I can be mean like my mother. I hate feeling this way, unhappy, insecure, and always doubting who I am. At the age of 32, is it possible for me to unpack my emotional baggage and heal from the wounds of my past? Thanks for your time, Ms. Kim. Well, thank you, my amazing listener, for writing in to me. Thank you for trusting me with your story. And yes, it is possible for you to unpack your emotional baggage and heal from the wounds of your past. You know, I used to believe, I don't know where I heard it from, but I used to believe that people can come into your life and shatter you and leave you to pick up all of the pieces. But now I believe that even if somebody walks into your life and shatters you, all of those pieces can be made into a masterpiece. You are always a masterpiece in the making. You know, before they even attempted to shatter you, you were a masterpiece. So those pieces that's on the floor, they are still pieces of a masterpiece, and a new masterpiece can be created. And what I just did right there in that moment, that's called positive thinking. I just reframe the way we think about when we fall apart. When we fall apart, we can still create something new. When there is a problem, a solution still can be created. So when something goes on in our life, it It is the actions. It is the results. Those are the problems. But us, you know, as human beings, we are not the problem. Our behaviors and our responses to what's going on, that's usually the problem. That is the problem. Let's start with the sexual abuse. For anybody who shares the experience of abuse, as your fellow human being, I request and pray for the healing of your spirit and all others that have been impacted by your pain. I encourage you and anybody listening to this podcast to explore a process and path for dealing with unresolved pain connected to abuse. Some people choose counseling. Some are able to find healing in church or faith-based organizations, support groups, etc. Whatever the label is, you need a safe place to release the pain and explore tools to heal your hurt. Connecting to a resource represents turning on the light where it feels dark. And that darkness can be the feeling of unhappiness, insecurity, and self-doubting. The next thing that stood out for me when I read that letter from my amazing listener was when she wrote, "My mother had a temper and she was mean." When I read that, I thought about anger. In order for an individual to be mean or speak harshly to you, means anger has to be in place somewhere. And what lies right up under anger is hurt. And that hurt could be an extension of disappointment, sadness, feeling unloved or feeling unwanted. And I don't know her mother's story, but I know she mentioned that her father died when she was 2 years old. So there's a huge possibility that her mother was impacted by her husband's death. Now, that doesn't excuse being mean or anything like that. The only thing that suggests is that that was probably or could have been a source of pain. And the other thing, her mom may not have understood just how much pain she was in, or whatever her experiences were, how she was impacted by that. And the thing is, you cannot change anything that you are not aware of. Our amazing listener wrote that she does not trust men. Healthy relationships with other people cannot be developed without trust. People who struggle with trust issues are often suspicious or doubtful of the intentions of others. One of the ways we build trust with others is to start being truthful to ourselves. Going out every day trying to appear perfect and give the impression that your life is perfect is an example of someone not being true to themselves. That truth would be acknowledging, I'm making every effort to be perfect, to cover up what I don't want other people to see. Remember, anytime we start covering up something, there is shame or guilt somewhere in the background. Shame leaves negative messages in your mind. Shame says you are the problem, and guilt says you are responsible for causing the problem. And all of those feelings, it can cause us to feel ugly, unworthy, unloved, unwanted. And no matter how much we spend on our hair, how long we do our hair, we get our eyebrows arched, we put on the best lip gloss, none of that stuff matters when what we feel on the inside does not match what we feel on the outside. And what's interesting to me, as women, a lot of times we will spend money getting ready for an event, getting ready for a date, getting ready for a wedding. Wait a minute, let's just kind of hang out in this section real quick. So when you think about the amount of money that goes into planning for a wedding, I remember having a client that spent $40,000 on a wedding, and she knew the day they walked down the aisle, they had problems. Things were not right. And I said, did you all engage in any premarital counseling? No. Well, let me ask, and I said, well, let me ask you about the stuff you had going on before you even met him. Did you ever stop to get any of that addressed? She said, no. And I pointed out to her that she spent $40,000 on this outward appearance of a wedding, because remember, that's part of looking pretty on the outside, you know, wanting everybody to think that it's perfect. You know, you got the money to produce this fabulous wedding, and you're having this Disneyland wedding, but not a dollar was spent on help to help them learn how to navigate through all the problems that they experienced together before saying I do, and the problems they experienced as individuals, and all of that dealt with emotions, and that stuff on the inside, that stuff that hangs out in the brain, that stuff that hangs out in the heart. But it's like, it never dawned on any one of them to stop and get help for that, spend money on that, spend money on repairing that. It's imbalanced to be pretty on the outside and feel hurt on the inside. We all deserve to feel pretty inside and out. Feeling pretty on the inside starts with a mind reset. We have to reset our thinking. Every day we have to think, I am amazing. I am good enough. I was born for a reason. I'm not just anybody. It will get better. And a lot of times what keeps us stuck is we dwell on mistakes. We get stuck in the past. We stop believing in ourselves. We feel like, you know, it's too late. I waited too long. We feel sorry for ourselves. And feeling sorry for yourself, feeling like a failure, resisting change, and not even visualizing what is possible for you can cause you to feel ugly on the inside. It can cause you to feel awful, miserable. Our amazing listener wrote that she does not feel smart, accomplished, or creative like her friends. Now that right there, that's called comparing yourself. She was comparing herself to her friends. And anytime, as I've said many times before, when you start comparing yourself to other people, it won't come out right. Because your DNA, your life experiences, all of that is different from the other person, and it's going to yield you different results. So when you start comparing yourself to other people, you're already setting yourself up to think, you know what? I'm not good enough. I'm not like them. It's not enough. It's about staying in your lane. Stay in your lane. Look straight ahead. Look forward. It's just like what happens when you get on the expressway and you start merging into somebody's lane while they're in it. Well, you're setting yourself up for a little crash. Because two cars cannot drive in the same lane side by side. That's why we have those broken lines on the highway, so everybody can maintain their lane and get to their destination safely. And we want to constantly arrive at the destination of feeling amazing and feeling well. Mind reset is about rebuilding that self-esteem if it's not where it's supposed to be. And rebuilding that self-esteem, that's just changing the way that you think about yourself, who you share yourself with, your time with, the way you do things. You know, some people, it goes a little bit above, you know, the steps of mind resetting, and sometimes you really have to sit down in a safe space and release formally with somebody. the pain and the trauma that you've endured. And some people, you know, they are able to participate in a mind reset by hearing this podcast, by hearing a book, by seeing a movie, and listening to somebody else's experiences and say, you know what? I can move forward and I will move forward. You will soon see when you start changing the way you think, your perspective will change. And this will change how you feel. It's never too late to be your best and do your best. If you're listening to this podcast today, please know you are amazing. And knowing that you are amazing on the inside, that will automatically flow to the outside. It will pour over. Well, that's our time today. Thank you for joining me. Please feel free to leave a comment. Do you have a special story that will touch another woman? Go to my website to email me at www.kwspeaks.com. Until next time, onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.